Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is not Emerson, and you're not either, and we don't have any producers, and I don't know what's going on, but hey, we got a show, because it's School Talk here on Giant 90.9, your station for variety. My name's John Easter, and we are once again trying to get things together. School Talk, kind of crazy today. We've got the partnership day going on out at the back lot behind the football stadium. We have a table already set up out there with headsets. So if anybody within the sound of my voice could go out to that table and with the headsets and get on the headsets, I would appreciate it here on School Talk. So go ahead and do that. There's also a nice tent by the back door. If anybody could grab that nice big tent and grab it and roll it out there too, that'd be great here on School Talk. Our phone number is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. Actually, you're going to have to hit 317 soon, so you might as well get used to that. And also, our email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. My name's John Easter, and Emerson's the host of the show. But, you know, we also do something here all the time on this show, and it's this big thing. I don't quite know what it's called all the time, but I think it's called maybe Yeah, that's right. It is the big board. And of course, coming up next weekend, it's the Out of the Darkness Walk. Now, if you haven't been to this, this is something you definitely want to go and be a part of, the Out of the Darkness Walk, which is at the Indiana Celebration Plaza down on the fairgrounds of White River State Park from 2 to 5 p.m. WBDG will be there next weekend. We'll have BDTV out there, hopefully, and much more. Out of the Darkness Walk to prevent suicide. Because actually, Suicide Prevention Day is next Friday. So be aware of that. Also, Friday, the Ben Davis Giants tonight taking on the Pike Red Devils. That should be a great game as the Giants take on Pike tonight, 6 o'clock p.m. for your coverage. And inside Ben Davis football, you can catch that every – hey, look at that. Nice. They turned on the light for me over there. Inside Ben Davis football, 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. You can follow us on Twitter at WBDG. Also, you can find us Facebook, WBDG Indy. We're also on Snapchat at WBDG 90.9. You're listening to School Talk with Emerson. And by the way, if you're listening on actually either Sunday or Friday, there's no school on Monday because it's Labor Day. We will be sitting at home, hopefully enjoying that day. I don't know if there's any football on Labor Day, but there should be because it should be a national holiday. Well, it is a national holiday, so that's why. I think we do have some folks out at Partnership Day now. Anybody out there with your ears on?
Hey, I'm Justin Margolis.
Hey, Justin.
Hello.
Justin's out there. We got Cole here in the studio. If you want to, Cole, or you can go out there. It doesn't matter one way or another. Yep. All right. And should be Cole's headed out your way, too. So, Justin, tell us what's going on out there at the Partnership Day. I know it's kind of crazy right now as everybody's getting set up.
Right, yeah. So they're just setting up everything. We finally got ourselves a tent out here, so they just set that up. But, yeah, a bunch of people working together out here right now, getting some tents set up. Looks like some more tables are going up. But it looks like a lot of cool events out here. They're just getting everything prepared. Looks like a lot of people working together. Looks pretty good so far. That's pretty much it right now. they're trying to move us over to get us set up.
Yeah, make sure they know that you are on the air there. Make sure that they know that you're on the air and that we're talking here. I'm sending a couple people out. Emerson's about ready to join you too out there too. I think there's just a little confusion on
where we're
setting up, and I know it's been kind of one of those days, kind of you know, the partnership day, which is something they started last year here at the Area 31 Career Center. There'll be lots of I know that lots of the neon t-shirts and things. I know lots of neon t-shirts have been sold. So I think they're trying to get set up here out there in the at the partnership day. Why don't we take a 15-second break or a 30-second break or a minute break? We'll come back. We'll be all set up from out there at the partnership day. So we'll take a one-minute break on School Talk.
What if you could save a life by stopping a suicide? I'm Glenn Augustine with the Indiana Youth Institute. Young people today face an enormous amount of pressure. Sadly, they may decide to take their own life as a way to stop the pain. But alert adults can help. First, watch for warning signs such as depression, changes in friends, attitudes, or grades. Also, keep an eye out for signs of hopelessness, recklessness, and a feeling of being trapped. If you notice changes, tell the person you're worried about them and be specific about what concerns you and stay in contact with a medical professional for help. Whether you're worried about someone else or yourself, you can call 1-800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's 1-800-273-8255. This Kids Count Minute is a message from the Indiana Youth Institute. For more parent tips, go to IYI.org/kids.
Kids count on you.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
We're live. I guess we're live. We're always live. Mystery, how you doing?
You're all the way live, Emerson.
We're all the way live.
All the way.
We're live here. I got the Ben Davis students. We got Air 31 Partnership Day. We're live on School Talk. John Easter pushing the buttons, making it happen. Push the button for yourself with the magic button, Mr. Easter.
Gladly.
There you go.
Gladly.
There you go. We're under the big tent. Big tent. When you first come into the partnership day, the first stop you see is Giant 90.9 and the awesome students. I got awesome students.
I didn't even have a chance awesome to get students. The banner out there, Mr. Allen. Oh.
That means you, Cole. That means you.
I didn't hear you introduced. I'm Cole Bartek.
I'm Michaela Kelly.
And I'm Justin Margolis.
Yeah.
Got them all, Mr. Easter.
I'll get the banner out to you there. I'll send it out by courier.
Okay, send it by carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon. Carrier pigeon.
That's that old school communication.
Smoke signal. We'll send a smoke signal out there.
Yeah.
Well, I already took care of the big
learn
board.
Learn while you learn. Learn while you earn.
I already took care of the big board, so you're off.
Okay, the big board's great. Awesome. Yep. A lot of things happened at Ben Davis High School, and this is one of the early things. Where was I at last year, Mr. Easter, when they did partnership day? Did I miss it?
Well, it was kind of like it was one of those things. The first year, you know, we were asked to be a part of it, and I think we actually got out there and set up a little later than this year. And now, you know, we were out there. I mean, literally, they hadn't even had the generator going yet. We were early.
Wow. Yeah, we got juice. We got the generator going. These are orange juice. It's grape juice. It's coffee. You know. But I think I saw a Starbucks out here somewhere. I might have been dreaming. I don't know.
Is it really Starbucks out here?
I don't know.
Because I really brought money.
But I'm getting ready.
Like,
I forgot money. I wish I used my looks.
Partnership Day is a day to celebrate all the Area 31 Career Center's partners and sponsors and everybody else that helps out Area 31. And if you don't know what Area 31 careers are, if you haven't really been a part of anything they've done, I know we're one of the Area 31 Career Center programs. BDTV is as well. They have everything from auto body to aviation to pharmaceutical to radio TV to auto mechanics to culinary arts to, I'm leaving a bunch out, but there's close to 40 programs that are offered in the Area 31 Career Center, and their slogan is where passions become professions. So you guys are out there, get a chance to, you know, take a look at a career and decide if that's really what you want to do before you actually go to college and, you know, decide that's what you want to do. You get a chance here at the Career Center to learn about it, and in some cases, earn college credit ahead of time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things about the Area 31 program is, you know, you earn that college credit, get that information, get that degree while you're in high school. I read somewhere that Area 31 was contemplating changing their name.
Yeah, I think
did you see that, Mr. Easter?
I did. I think
a little contest out there on the websites.
Correct. You know, so if you have,
I think there was.
I don't know if it's open to everybody. Is it actually out there on the website?
Yeah, it's out there on the website, and then it has a section where it talks about your affiliation with the school, if you're an old timer, student, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it does ask you what your affiliation with the school might be and how you feel about Area 31. But it was open up to the public to give their input on what they think the Area 31 program should be called. You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it should be called Emerson's Place.
Emerson's Place?
Emerson's Daw. You know, I'm just kidding.
Well, I suggested.
But we got what to call it.
I suggested maybe naming it after Ron Hoke, who was the longtime career director. I think he was here since the start of the Career Center and retired a couple years ago. So I suggested that, or maybe somehow connecting it to the West Side with a name.
That will work. That will work.
Because the West Side is the best.
I think it'll be great. You got that right. Yeah, I see a popcorn machine out here. I see a snowball, snow cone.
Yeah,
that's what
that's cotton candy. That's snow. Oh, that's
cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think so.
Yeah, I heard 31.
We got a food truck that just pulled up.
Yeah, I see Walgreens out here. Yeah, I'm going to send a spy out. We're going to have a remote control. I'm going to send a spy out and see what we got out here, all the partnerships of the West Side. But one thing about West Side, Wayne Township, Ben Davis Schools, the folks in the audience don't know, it is definitely a partnership, and it's got to be that way as it pertains to education. There's a saying out there that says it takes a village to raise a child. And that is so true. Ben Davis High School is so part of the community, and so many community groups use Ben Davis High School facilities for area meetings and things of that nature, education. And it is a true partnership because it does take us all. And these young folks out here today from Area 31, our future leaders of tomorrow, you know, they're witnessing the partnership, because as they get older, they'll figure out and they'll know that you can't go through life alone to be successful. You need team players. Mm-hmm. You need help. You just can't do it alone. And all you folks out there think you can't. All the guys that got money, they had help. They may have a lot of money now, but they had help getting there. And partnerships and teamwork is so, so important in this. And what to do on the West Side, try to keep everybody out of harm's way and in the school system. I see the vendors out here, these businesses, they take it seriously, because they also know that these kids are their future customers too. I mean, you guys are future customers. I mean, it's Walgreens over there. I mean, they sell stuff. And y'all going to be buying stuff. So why not invest in the community? Because you're investing in yourself. So that is so awesome. Partnership Day. That's interesting. That's just Area 31. It's how Ben Davis is. So that is so cool. So we're going to send some spies out there and see who's all out there. And as we do that, you know, and encourage the folks that listen on the airways to come on out and park your car somewhere. I think you can park it somewhere. They got teachers out here directing cars, you know. Was that donut? No, those ain't donuts.
No, that's Jenga. No,
that's a massive Jenga right there. That's,
what is it?
Jenga.
Oh, Jenga? What's Jenga? Yeah.
It's like where you pull out the different like blocks and the tower doesn't fall.
You gotta prevent when if it falls on you, you lose. And that's a giant version of it right there.
That was some big Jengas.
Yeah.
Y'all can put some hickeys on you or something. Oh, y'all know about hickeys. I'll just leave it alone. That's not a show.
This is a family show.
I get in trouble. Yeah. I meant bruises. I really meant bruises.
I'm going to have to push the dumb button on you.
I called him the Jad Jackson button. I got the principal over here. How you doing? So I got a headphone. Give me some. We got the man.
Good.
Who are
morning,
you?
Good morning.
With that big beautiful purple tie.
I am Patrick Biggerstaff, director of Area 31 Career Programs. I am repping a purple tie in honor of D-Bet Davis High School.
Y'all should see this. I get my iPad out of the car. Partnership Day. This is awesome.
This is an awesome day. It's a great celebration of students who have decided to pursue career and technical education as a viable path to a quality career option. So we are thrilled to have all our partners out here today.
I see that. You got some partners out here. And I've seen Walgreens. I see the tents. I see the popcorn going on. I see the Army guys.
Food trucks.
The food truck. Hey. Yeah. Speaking of food truck, John. I missed this last year. I mean, me personally. How did I miss this?
I don't know, but we are thrilled to have you.
How many years?
We had Mr. Easter come out last year for our inaugural year.
Your second year.
And we did miss you, but this is our second year, and we are pleased to have the Emerson Allen here to celebrate with us.
I am so glad Mr. Easter talking about. I must have been working too hard last year.
I am back here in the studio. So.
he is the producer today. Partnerships. Now, explain to my audience. Our kids just don't come from the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana.
So they are from several different school corporations. Mm-hmm. 11 school corporations on the west side. We've got Wayne Township, Speedway, every school in Hendricks County, Decatur. And a couple schools in Morgan County. We have Mooresville and Monrovia. We have students from home schools, private schools who come to attend because they know that we can offer quality educational options that they're not able to offer in a home setting.
Now, that is cool. Now that the homeschool concept is cool. I've met a number of parents that have decided to homeschool their children. And I was wondering, can you get it all in your home and get what the child needs to be successful in this today's world? And it's awesome that even though you're homeschooled, you still take part of some of the traditional and then non-traditional. I want to say, Area 31 is totally, totally awesome to take advantage of the homeschool. That is really cool. That is really cool because, you know, parents take a lot. They do a lot when it comes to education of kids, and they think that if they homeschool them, this is just Emerson talking. If you homeschool them, you protect them from some of the elements. But public education on the Wayne side, because Wayne Township Schools is public education.
Absolutely.
So you folks need to take a second look. I'm just Emerson talking. Take a second look at public education, because if you see Ben Davis, you see public education as best.
There are many reasons why I have my personal children in public school education. Mm-hmm. The work that's being done by today's teachers plays second to none. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are amazing opportunities leading to post-secondary, leading to jobs, actual career job openings that are available right now in our local communities and throughout our country. So we're happy to be a part of that.
And what gets me, though, is about some of the Wayne Township students that come back to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we have several on staff. Automotive service, construction trades, culinary arts, all teachers returning who were previous students of Area 31 Career Center or Ben Davis High School.
That is just so cool because it's like a breeding ground it's a breeding ground for future teachers, et cetera, because it is. It's an educational setting. But it's just so cool, you know, because now it's like, who was the director of music? Help me out. Getting old here. And I called him Mr. Easter, help me out. Director of music now. Teacher. I'm getting old.
Mrs. Harrison?
You still there, Mr. Easter? No, the brother, the young man, the director,
Jericho?
Teacher.
Jericho Hughes?
Yeah. Yeah, Jericho. I'm getting old. I'm 61, so y'all go stay in school. But Jericho Hughes, when he was a student, And now he sees the same teachers, and he calls them colleagues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I remember watching him perform as a student. That is one talented guy.
He's the associate associate choir director now.
Yeah. There you go.
Amanda Harrison, is now, so the, cool. now the director.
Hey, I didn't know that one. That was new on me, too. But now you see these kids coming back and being parts of the staff, and that's what parents. I know it makes parents so proud because my four daughters went here, mm-hmm. three of my daughters went here, and all three of them got degrees, and one has a master's, the other two got the bachelor's degree, but they got it the right setting when they're in the high school. So what do you say to the student who says, I don't know what I want to do?
I say this is a great opportunity for them to explore where their interests may lie. Mm-hmm. It's better for them to decide what they want to do and even what they don't want to do now before they go into a lot of debt at the post-secondary level, finding out that they really didn't want to be in Career X.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I like how you say what you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I've had, you know, I guess when you get older, you're a young man, but when you get older and you experience a lot of different jobs, You go through some jobs that you really don't like, you don't stay at. And it's awesome when you can go through high school and dip and dap a little bit of some of the career, look at the careers and see what you want to do as a young adult. Because time does fly. And if you can get this under your belt as a younger adult, you'll be more successful in the job market when you get out there. It's just a fact.
Absolutely. Well, on today's Partnership Days, we got a lot of different partners here. On this one day, but throughout the year, we have a lot of industry engagement where professionals are coming in and letting them know that in the construction industry, for example, you're not just going to be a general laborer. There are many opportunities for you to be able to advance, whether it's commercial, residential, or otherwise. And that's true for all of our programs. We have over 30 programs that are 2 and 3 hour programs offering college credits. Most of them offer industry recognized credentials. But on top of that, possibly the strongest piece is that work-based learning opportunity, that real chance to delve into that career and find out what it's going to be like working in that industry.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You can get it right now because I don't want to be an aviation person. They work too hard. Well, hey, come to high school. Come to Arizona One. You have a chance to take
it. It's fun.
It is fun. I mean, it is neat to have options. And the folks that you learn something, come here. You can do it. Every year we get a new batch of kids that come through. I see them out in the streets. They talk about the high school experience, and it's all positive. I love these shirts. I love these Career Center bright greeny shirts. You designed those?
So I didn't personally design them, but our staff did. I want to give a shout out to Miss Deidre and Draco. Deidre was ultimately responsible for planning Partnership Day, including our promotional T-shirts that everyone can look out for throughout the year. They'll be a part of our social media promotional campaign. But Deidre does an excellent job as career pathway specialist and also promoting special events like this to increase awareness for our students.
I see the Chapman Corporation. I see Ivy Tech on back at IBEW.
B&W Heating and Plumbing, Ivy Tech, Vincennes, all fantastic partners of ours. We're thankful for their support.
IU West Hospital. I love – now y'all know. Now I'm talking my age, but I love IU Hospital.
I do, too. They employ both of my wife and my daughter.
Oh, I love – man, they keep an old man looking good and feeling good. I love the doctors and nurses. If I push that magic button, push the magic button, IU Hospital. But man, they do. Oh man, you just don't know. I mean, that's a whole different show. I mean, I'm like the bionic man. Have my back worked on through IU. I feel good. Prostate cancer, they found that, took it out. Now I'm cancer free. IU Hospitals. I mean, my doctor, he was like, Emerson, you missed your physical. What you mean I missed my physical? You do for physical. Get in here. So he said, doctor said, get in here. I said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. So I went in there, and he found prostate cancer. And I wouldn't, because I missed my physical. And that's an IU doctor. 21st century. Oh, Ivy Tech. Hey, awesome. IU. All three of my girls got IU degrees. Yeah, they do. Ball State. Hey, awesome communication. Awesome radio. Allison Transmission. Hey. We got a lot of folks work down there. Can't fuck working for them. Brightwood College, they just changed their name for something. Brightwood used to be
Kaplan.
Used to be Kaplan. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Tech, hey, been around a long time. Walgreens, yep, right across the street. Chaplin's Heating and Cooling, Skills USA, 4-H. 4-H. Mm-hmm. How old is that organization? It's older than me.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. And again, these are people who come in throughout the year and do activities with students. They may do mock interviews. Mm-hmm. They may evaluate resumes for students. They advise programs on different curriculum decisions. Mm-hmm. So they're involved throughout the year. Again, we are so thankful for their partnership. Come out and support and engage our students.
I remember when way back in the day, and I'm just telling my age again, when you go to the state fairs and you go to the county fairs, and you always see the 4-H there with the children mm-hmm. and their programs and with the animals and teaching. And that is so huge. People just don't seem to understand how huge education is, learning things at a young age, learning the right things mm-hmm. at the young age. Because some of our kids out there are lost, you know, older they get. And then I swear, I got to take it back to the time before they were eye to eye with their parent. It's those younger years when you can mold that child. And you know, you raise kids.
Yep.
No, and you gotta mold them. They're like putty in your hands, but you gotta mold them because once you get that, me and you about 5'11", you're taller than me. But we get you 5'11", I'm looking eye to eye now. Now you're gonna try to discipline me, and I'm eye to eye to you, and I'm just as big as you. That's no, you get them with the young, and 4-H does an awesome program, awesome time. I've been 4-H from way back in my days in Terre Haute. Going to the Vigo County Fair, seeing yeah. the 4-H come in with the animals and stuff in the programs and teaching kids young how to be young adults. That is Skills USA. Skills USA.
So that's a career tech student organization. We also have HOSA, BPA, Business Professionals America, DECA, FFA.
Okay.
So these are opportunities for students to extend their learning beyond the classroom through different competitions where they might show their skills or explain some of the knowledge that they've developed through participation in our programs. Mm-hmm. It's another great opportunity for them to network with business professionals, post-secondary specialists, and think about what their next plan is going to be after they leave us here at Area 31.
That is so huge. That is huge. Because life, there is life after high school. High school is huge. But there is life after high school. And a lot of our teachers can contest to that. You know, as they come back, they go to college, get that education degree. They come back and they share with the students. That's just awesome. So we're going to grab some more folks as we go through. I know you got a lot of things you got to do. You got that coffee going. You got the purple tie going. You got a lot of things you got to soup up. But thank you for stopping.
Absolutely.
At your event. Talk about your event with your kids at Giant 90.9. Mr. Pitcherstack. Thank
Absolutely.
Bickerstaff, Mr. The Big Man on Campus. That's what that is. Yeah. Patrick Bickerstaff, you know, director. What's the title? The director, teacher, trainer, the brain, the man, you know everything. Mr. Patrick Bickerstaff. Yeah, push that magic button. Oh, awesome. I like when the principal stands by. And I say he's principal, you know, I'm principal. Everyone, I probably butchered the title, but I don't have nothing written in front of me because I can't read. Who's that tall guy over there? He a basketball player? He's real tall.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, we're going to find out who he is. We got some tall guy in the suit. He's really, really tall.
Oh, hey, we do Emerson, have Jeremiah Kelling.
Emerson, you got about four minutes, by the way.
That is awesome. Well, y'all folks, you got more than 4 minutes. Get out here and enjoy this. Because like you said, Giant 95, the kids going to be here throughout the day, you know, broadcasting, talking about what's going on and and that's what Mr. Bickerstaff talked about, kids doing something they're going to be doing when they get down the road, like these broadcasting kids, like my producers. Good morning, Mr. Producers.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Look, I got to get pictures. I got to get my camera. Make sure they look good. The producers look good.
Well, I got Justin's back in the studio with me here. He was the first one out there this morning.
I helped Emerson take that table down there.
Yeah, put Justin the magic button. He used his muscles and his brains.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Both of them. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
We do have Jeremiah Kellen going around to all the tents and taking Snapchats. We do have a Snapchat. Follow us at WBDG
90.9. Yep.
All lowercase. And Jeremiah and Larry, they're going out there and taking pictures of all the tents out there. And yeah, check us out on Snapchat.
Snapchat. Yeah. I ain't got that app yet.
I am Snapchat illiterate.
I gotta get that one.
I'm not afraid to say.
so am I. That's one I don't. I got Twitter. I could tweet, Facebook 4 or 5 times. You know, LinkedIn. What else I got, Mr.
I mean, Instagram is easy to finish
got,
out.
Got YouTube, Instagram.
Figure out. The others are hard to.
Chip chat yet. Yeah, I ain't got Snapchat yet. But I encourage you folks at the listening to the radio and Salt on the Airways, come out and check out this, because you got some vendors out. You already know, because you just did this last year. They are out in force,
and it looks like
up and down this back parking lot.
I got there, believe it or not. I pulled in a little bit after 7 this morning, and as I was pulling up, I kind of got caught in the line of vendors, and I had to like go and I don't tell Teresa or anything, but I had to drive across the grass back there because there were so many people lined up and setting up their tents and things. I was really impressed about how much it had grown. And, you know, Mr. Biggerstaff said a mouthful when he said thanks to Deidre and Draco, who sets it up. She and Aaron Dietrich are the two Career Pathways counselors over there, and Mr. Scott Bora as well. They need to be on their own school talk because all the work they do over there at the Career Center. So
I agree.
They're awesome.
I agree. We got to make that happen. I agree, because you know he got an awesome team over there. No two ways about that, you know. And that's one thing about Air 31, we'll teach you. It's teamwork. And you can see that on display right now. There's a tall guy over there, Mr. Easter. He is really, really tall. I mean, if you see him, he just stands out. Oh.
Well, I don't know if I could go to the back window and look over if he's taller than the school. We might be able to see him.
You see, he's got a suit on. I know not Dick Gregory. He's not. I mean, he just tall.
I can't even tell what table he's standing at.
I don't either, but he's tall.
Well, Emerson.
And he's just walking around.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to tell you this, I tall
my time down.
It's 8:00.
These guys got to take over, and my show is over. But I got no disclaimers over today, so
we can try to remember it for you.
Oh, we can do that.
Let me see if I can do it. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give.
Our students have so much to give.
If you got to teach them to be investors of themselves and others, because what you give out is what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat.
Copy the right cat.
Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man,
you got that right. Be a man. Pull up your pants, because I just can't stand sagging. I can't stag. You sagging them behind, you sagging the mine. It ain't a fat no more. Hey, guess what, Mr. Easter? Ain't no kids out here sagging.
No, that's good.
ain't some words. It's in the dictionary. Yeah. Ain't no kids out here sagging. They are dressed appropriately. They got their nice t-shirts on. They're ready to go. Partnership Day, Giant 90.9. They're live in the house. The first booth you come to is Giant 90.9. They're in the house, y'all. So you folks listen to Airways, come out and check out these students. They're doing it the right way. Until next week, I'll see you on School Talk.